standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hour three rolling on. So, Astros general manager, we think it's going to be a new guy in the offseason. We'll see. Dana Brown. You know what? I openly admit that I listen to sports figures in the city whenever they're on other radio stations. General managers, head coaches, things like that. Mostly, though, I really don't listen to player stuff. Player stuff isn't that very insightful to me. But I listen to the GMs, head coaches, managers, just to kind of hear what they're saying. The way that Dana Brown ends his interviews on the flagship is comical, Joe. Are you familiar with how he ends these interviews? I wish we could pull the audio of this.
Remember, Joe's not here.
Oh, I forgot that he was gone. I totally forgot that Joe was leaving for the final hour of the program.
Joe and I were... I had my finger on the ejection button. Joe was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. And then he just tossed a break normal. I was like, all right.
I totally forgot. I knew that he was leaving, but I totally forgot.
Yeah, Joe's gone for the rest of the
day. I think I even referenced it in the
beginning of the show.
Totally forgot that he was gone. I'm ADHD. I don't remember things very well. Joe's gone. We can't tell you why Joe's gone, though. HIPAA issues. So
I mean, people can take a guess if they want.
Yeah, you can take a guess why Joe's gone. 713-780-3776. But if you're right, I can't tell you that you're right. It's HIPAA related. But I wish you could... I wish you could hear how Dana, and you need to go back and listen.
I will.
But they're like, hey, Dana, I hope next time that we talk that, you know, we're winning. And like, yeah, totally normal way to end,
sure.
You know, end it as a host. And then Dana does like this, like one sentence, like rallying cry, like hang in there, Astro fans. We're going to be right in it. Like,
does he drop the team catchphrase? Does he say we're going to chase the fight?
He doesn't say chase the fight. But like today I listened after I got my injection.
Chase the fight.
I got my shot from my mommy's wrist. I listened to the – because he does it in the mornings with Dan and Cole. And they do a good job with the interview. But the way that he goes, hang in there, Astro fans. He said today, he goes, to quote a pilot, we're going to get to smooth air soon. We're in some turbulence now, but we'll get to smooth air. Hang in there, Astro fans. He said, don't worry about it, Astro fans. Let me worry about it. We got it. I'm like, I don't know that you do, Dana. I don't know that you got it.
I'd almost fire him just for that.
It's every week.
That comes off so canned.
It's usually like hang in there. We're gonna be right in it.
Like that usually could be authentic, but what you described is totally rehearsed.
This is the first time he's done something like this where he like quoted a pilot. But it's usually like hanging. He's like, we're gonna get them, Astro fans. We're gonna get them. Like it's usually something like that. Like we're gonna figure it out. Today it was to quote a pilot. We're gonna get the smooth air, and it's turbulent now, but we're gonna get the smooth air. Y'all don't worry about it. Let me worry about it. It's so cringe.
I also love that he just said to quote a pilot. Like he didn't have some inspirational guy that he takes motivation from. Maybe he read their book or he saw them give a speech.
No.
It's just a random pilot I made up probably said this.
He might have said pilots. Or I don't remember if he said pilots or pilot, but certainly wasn't a specific pilot.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't Scully who landed in that ocean or whatever. The guy in New York.
Hudson.
Was it the Hudson? Yeah. We landed in the river?
Yeah, Hudson is the river.
I understand. I didn't remember if it was the river.
Yeah, it was the river.
Yeah. Great. They made a movie out of it. You probably saw it.
I actually did not. I know Tom Hanks was Sully, right?
I like Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Everyone likes Tom Hanks.
It's so weird the way he ends them. Like, hang in there, Astro fans. We're going to do it. Y'all don't worry about it. I got it. I almost don't like that part.
Don't worry about it. Like, no,
don't worry about it, Astro
fans. They're terrible. Why am I not going to worry about it?
Don't talk about how bad we are. Y'all don't do that. Let me handle it.
Is that line kind of Casario-ish? Like,
no.
Because he said if D'Amico and I aren't worried about it, you shouldn't be either.
Casario, the way that Casario says it, though, it's out of kind of like arrogance.
Yeah.
But I do think Casario is mostly good. Like I think Casario is a good NFL general manager. I have some, you know, issues with some of the stuff he does, but I think overall I don't want Casario to go anywhere.
Yeah,
I think the team's in very good hands with Nick Casario, especially with D'Amico Ryans, and I think they work really well together. I don't want to break that up. I feel the same way with the Rockets. Like I feel like they're in good hands. I think they're going to be fine. I don't feel that way with the Astros. Dana comes across a little bit more like It's not an arrogance to me. It's not so much a confidence. It's more of like a plea. Like, stick with us, please.
Like he's already trying to buy extra time?
I don't think he's trying to buy extra years. It's more like, just hang in there with us. We're going to get it. We're going to figure it out. Like, it's more hopeful. It's more like optimism.
I guess that fits the way he's talked to the media since he's gotten here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, especially whenever he would talk about, you know, timelines for injury returns. He was always talking about it way more optimistically than what the reality ended up being.
Yeah. Yeah. I just realized we're not going to play Insperity Golf for Cincinnati Red with Joe.
I mean, we could play it tomorrow, although it might be a little awkward.
Yeah,
to us being there.
You're going to have Stuart Sink walk by and be like,
Joe won't
know who I am. Yeah. Anyways, so we think that the Astros are going to have a new general manager at some point. And John Granato, people are texting. Actually, we'll do this in our next segment. But Granato's been kind of, what would you call it, hints, maybe?
Yeah, so I heard him talking about Luno returning to the Astros yesterday. And John says it, and you'll hear this, like at times it sounds like he's joking, but then he'll wrap it up in a way where like he can't tell us what his source is or why he knows this, but he seems fairly well convinced that Jeff Luno is returning to the Astros. So I'll play.
Hold on a second. Before you play.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I want to kind of define the credibility of John Granato, which, I mean, people that are listening to us mostly know that it's very credible.
Hall of Famer.
Granato's not a reporter. Not a reporter. I wouldn't call him at this stage of his Hall of Fame career a journalist.
Same.
He might take offense to that because he once a journalist.
He once was a journalist.
And people are kind of weird about that. Like, there's certain hosts. They're like, oh, how dare you say I'm not a journalist. I'm a journalist.
I don't think John would.
I don't think he would either. But, you know, I'm not trying to say it to, like, put him down at all. But when he has a scoop, you need to take it very seriously. Very seriously.
He's got connections.
He has connections. And usually when he says stuff like that, He's right.
Yeah, because right. To your earlier point, this is not breaking news. Is not what he does. So
no.
If he decides to go with it, you know, out of the blue, seemingly, then he's probably something behind it.
But he's well connected, and he knows the people that would know. So usually, when he says it, you need to take it seriously. I haven't heard this audio yet. Brian put it on my radar. So you're gonna play the one that he said yesterday or today?
Yeah, yesterday, and then right. We can hear that, and then reset and play the second.
Let's hear it.
I said, did not say it's a lock. I said, your next GM is going to be Jeff Luno.
My favorite thing now is always,
sounds
I do
like
this
a
with
lock
my wife
to me.
Too. Is that a lock?
Or.
What stops it from happening?
Maybe he'll decide not to do it in the end.
So Jim Crane wants
so
him back?
So what we're gathering we'll here is that the Astros would love him to come back.
I would
back.
Think so. If you're
Wait,
dumb, if you don't.
Hold on. Where are
I
we on this?
That's all.
Oh, he
that's
can't
all
really
I'm
talk
talking
about
it.
About.
That's all. I just said what I said, and that's all
he
there is.
He said what he said.
See, when he kind of goes with the, like, well, they'd be dumb if they not to, it's like, oh, well, this is a joke. But when he kind of finishes it up with the, I said what I said, like, that kind of comes off as, I can't say anymore because the people that told me this would be mad if I said it anymore. That's the way I took that first clip.
See, Lance and Dell are being silly in that. But then Granato's like kind of matter of fact. So like, is the tenor of that entire conversation, like were they just kind of goofing off or?
Yeah, a little bit. It was coming off the heels of Lance's AI thing. So the mood was definitely a little goofy. They were busting him on it a little bit more. So like, well, if you're wrong, then we're going to have to hold you accountable. That was kind of the tone. But John, you could hear it. Like he would occasionally get silly, like because Dell and Lance were as well. But then he'd always bring it back to the, well, I think it's going to happen. Like, it wasn't so much that I want it to happen or something like that. Like, the way he cut that off with, I said what I said, kind of feels like he can't say more, in my opinion.
But you thought he was being serious when he
I
said
did.
That. He wasn't just being like, oh, you know, he's going to be the next general manager of the Astros.
Yeah, because John will do that with, like, oh, it's going to be the best season in Astros history. Like, you could tell when he's being,
so
like.
So you took it as sincerity.
I took it as sincere.
Okay. All right.
Then, yeah, we have one more clip. See if this.
So that was yesterday, the one we just played.
Yeah.
And then this is today.
Correct.
All right.
So this is not the Astros baseball that we had. It's not the same. They got to do something drastic. And I think they're going to. I think he's going to. I told you who I think is the next GM. And I wish I could put money on it. Is there any
I wish you could, too.
You might be able to.
Yeah, I wish I could put money on it.
Because if we don't get him, we're holding you personally responsible.
Yeah, well.
It's like Dream Shake bringing Durant into this team.
For those
He's
of you
personally
who don't
responsible.
Know, I'm saying Jeff Leno is going to be the next general manager of the Houston Astros. That's my prediction.
I didn't hear any wavering. I didn't hear any goofing around there.
I mean, I never took Luno back to the you see the fan, tweets and they bring back Luno and you always just kind of write it off as like there's no way that's going to happen. This is the first time I've allowed myself to entertain the possibility of the return of Jeff Luno.
So it swayed you at least a tiny bit.
Oh, for sure. If Granato's saying it with that sort of conviction, I am all ears. Yes.
Yeah, that's the way I took it too.
I take him seriously.
Not that it's a lock, but like you, I was like, oh, he's never coming back. He's doing the soccer thing. There's probably, you know, bad blood with the way it ended, blah, blah, blah. But the way John talked in those two clips yesterday and today, I was like, there might be a, 20% chance, 30% chance, whatever it is.
That high?
Might be.
I mean, Granato doesn't just talk the talk. I know he talks 3 hours a day.
No, he's not a reporter.
When he says stuff like that, I remember when Luno did his he did that podcast with Rome and Stafford. What's it called? Intentional Talk?
Crush City.
And it was a great interview when they had Luno on. And Luno kind of left the door open about a return to baseball. He basically I can't remember the exact phrasing, but I remember listening. I remember we were in Galveston that day. We were at the
Pleasure Pier.
We were at Pleasure Pier.
Yeah.
So I remember I listened to it on the way home because I had time, and he left the door open about a return to baseball. There's some hurdles here. I want to talk about the hurdles when we come back. Or would anybody be against this? Would anybody be against a Luno return to Houston? If not Luno, how about Click? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe featuring Brian on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Why is Joe gone? 713-780-ESPN. HIPAA reasons. We can't tell you why. You can guess. 713-780-ESPN. Joe is out because he has an appointment with his pediatrician. Hashtag Joe George is a toddler. You don't like that joke either. Joe left to go spend time with the real Milo Hamilton. Good for Joe. Joe had to leave to go shred the streets with rocket power. Not a bad reason. Ocho says Joe George left because he wanted to get home in time to cook. He was at home. To cook dinner for watching Elsbeth in 911 Nashville. What's Elsbeth?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that.
911 Nashville can't be good.
No, but that does feel like it's up Joe's... In Joe's wheelhouse.
Yeah, it does.
The only thing that separates for Joe from watching it to not watching it is it's based in Nashville, not Chicago.
Elsbeth is a CBS comedy drama. Okay, I'm out on CBS comedy drama.
No.
I watch network television.
No.
Who watches network television in 2026?
Olds, usually. Olds and Joe,
I guess. Was the last time network television's been good?
I mean, I like Parks and Rec, but that ended in 2015.
The sitcoms were able to stick around better than the dramas.
Yeah. I liked Parks and Rec. I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but those have all been dead for 5+ years.
We've been watching Friends and Neighbors?
Oh, that's on Apple?
It's on Apple TV.
I haven't started that yet.
John Hamm. Pretty good. Pretty good. Season 2. Pretty good. Pretty good show. It's got Aaron Rodgers' old flame.
Oh.
Olivia Munn?
Yeah, Olivia Munn. That's it.
Got her in it.
Did you watch the Gary episode of The Bear that came out?
I have
out?
Not yet.
It's good.
I have not. It's
really
good?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It's only 1 hour.
Only?
Well, it's a special episode. You never know how long those might run. But, it's just under an hour.
That release is what, like mid-June? June 25th, I think?
The That's new not season, mid-June, yeah. June. New season's in June.
They're releasing it all in one day. I don't like when shows do that.
That's what they did last year, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, not a huge fan when they do that. 713-780-3776. Joe took off early to play NCAA football. That would not be a surprise. Joe had to go to a defensive driving course. What did he do?
I'd be more likely to be you.
What did he do? I'm done with my defensive driving course. I knocked that sucker out of the park.
Which route did he go?
Which route did I go?
Yeah, because I don't know if it's still...
Straight through the stop sign.
I don't know if they still exist because I haven't had to take it in a long time. But I remember they would have them at like comedy venues, like restaurants would host them. You could just get the tape.
I did it online.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did it online. I think it's mostly online these days. I don't know if they actually do the brick and mortar driver.
I don't know.
Defensive driving anymore.
Like going way, way back, I did one at a Castellet once.
Really?
Yeah, they hosted it, and lunch came with
fresh
it.
Fresh today.
Yeah.
Count how many times Dana says you know during those interviews. He says you know so much. He also says at the end of the day a lot.
Casario
says in the end.
Yeah.
And then I say, it doesn't even matter. Dana Brown says at the end of the day. He says at the end of the day, and you know. If you were playing a drinking game when Dana spoke with you knows, and at the end of the day, you would be hammered.
Really?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. I pick up on those. Like, shout out to Eric from What's Eric Eating? Great podcast that airs on Sunday mornings. But he says, because I filled in for Michael, had to edit it, you know is in every phrase he says.
That's a crutch word for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a crutch word. A crutch word for a lot of people. The Astros should hire Jeff back into maintenance so he can fix the broken parts of the team. Ayo. I don't know if I like that. 713-780-3776. We're the joke. A junkie says Leno took offense enough junkie. To the scandal to sue Crane. Are we saying the bad blood is gone? So that's the major hurdle is where's Leno and Crane in terms of their relationship? Technically, he sued the Astros, but, I mean, Crane owns the Astros. They did settle out of court. So... Actually, the lawsuit was dismissed. That's not technically they didn't settle. The lawsuit was dismissed after both sides said they had resolved their differences.
That plus, what, 5 years now? I think
that happened in 21, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's impossible that they could have mended fences and be at a point where they could work together
Look,
again.
Look, the approval rating of the Houston Astros is the lowest it's been since 2016, probably 2014.
14. Yeah, probably
16 14. Was kind of disappointing because 15, you're a game away from beating the team that eventually won the World Series, and then you kind of fell flat in 2016. But you also didn't have like the fanatic fever pitch of this golden era quite yet either. So 14's probably true. 16 probably had some frustration there, but still a very young team, strong nucleus that you felt strong about all that. Look, what's the one move that outside of signing Shohei Ohtani, what's the move that Jim Crane could make that would get the fan base riled up again? It'd be Leno.
Yeah, I don't think that sexy hire is out there at manager. I mean, there's certainly names I think people would be excited about. But
what's the biggest?
I think there really isn't a comp because I think to have a fair one-to-one comp, you'd have to be someone with ties to the Astros. And Dusty's not coming back.
Dusty would be the biggest name.
Yeah, but Dusty's not coming back.
I'm not saying it's realistic. I'm saying that would be the biggest
right.
name.
Right. So short of Dusty, there isn't that name. So I side with you. I think Luno's the biggest splash thing they could do.
Junkie says the Granada was completely joking.
I mean, maybe. When I heard, it didn't sound like it. And I listen to them for an hour every day when I'm to and from taking my daughter to school. It didn't sound... That'd be a weird flex. It didn't sound like a joke to me. They may have said something later that I didn't hear. But
as a Yankee fan, the Astros can have Brian Cashman. We're good. If Luno comes back, does Joe Espada keep his job? I hope so because it is so obvious that him and Dana are not on the same page about anything. I believe Joe is a very good manager, at least very impressionable for sure. I think he would be toast. Luno would certainly hire his own guy.
Espada would not survive.
No, Espada would not survive. I also don't think Espada's... I don't blame Espada for anything. I wouldn't consider him good, though.
Yeah, both things can be true, that he's not a good manager and it's not his fault.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm Jim Crane, I would set my ego to the side, be a villain, and bring back Luno. Luno for sure would come back. He has that itch. See, that's the thing, is Crane is such a business... Like, Jim Crane in his years of doing business, he's been in business forever. He made his fortune in business. I can almost guarantee you that Jim Crane has had somebody in his past where the relationship soured, that later it was in the best interest to mend the relationship because it was good for business, and Jim Crane would put business aside before personal. This would be business before personal. I think Crane is too savvy and too smart of a businessman to not at least consider this.
Yeah, I mean, to take it where you would expect me to take it. I mean, look at Vince McMahon's track record with all the guys that he reportedly hated, he fired, and then he brings them back a couple years later because it makes business sense. Guys in that position mend fences if they can make money with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's good for business. Didn't D'Amico sue the McNairs in Reliance Stadium? I think he sued specifically the NRG Park. Could be wrong on that, but I think it was specifically NRG Park. But yes, that did happen.
They did get sued by that. I forget the punter's name. Remember that punter that tore his ACL?
I do.
I think he might have personally sued the McNairs, but I think, yeah, I think you're right on D'Amico. I think he sued, like, the...
I wonder if that was, like, a class action, and then D'Amico came aboard it.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. Just sell the team. I'm tired of the disarray. I think Crane has pivoted from business to this is his toy, potentially. Another junkie says they should rehire Scrap Iron Phil Garner. Throw that guy out. Throw him out. We're not playing.
You are out of here.
Is there a chance that junkie didn't know? Is there a chance that junkie doesn't know Phil Garner's dead?
Yeah.
I think there's a chance.
Context 2460. Do you know that he's no longer with us? What are the odds?
20%.
That he doesn't know?
That he doesn't know.
I think it's 10. I think it's lower.
So you're basically at zero because your Dan Harrington line is 10.
Yeah. Junkie says Fat Randy. No, it wasn't a place kicker. It was a punter. I can't remember who the punter was either. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. This isn't going to be as fun with you, Brian. No offense.
Wow.
This isn't going to be as fun because Joe doesn't know golf.
You think I know golf better?
No, but it's just funner to make fun of Joe.
All right. You still want to play the game?
Yeah, we can't play it tomorrow. We do disrespectful.
All right.
Is this guy an Insperity golfer or is he a Cincinnati Red? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. If we play it tomorrow, I might get in trouble with HR, and I like to keep our HR people happy. It's because I like HRP. Mike Holley, U of H class of 1990, go Cougs. You know, he used to protect a Heisman Trophy winner. Now he wants to protect you. Chris Fisher, good people. He's over there at HRP as well. HRP only hires good people. They have the best people. But what you care about as a business owner is how they're going to protect you. Well, HRP has been protecting the interests of businesses for 25 years. They provide you comprehensive human capital management services such as HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll. And where HRP is different is they're going to work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. You're not, okay, this package looks good, I'll take that. This package, no, this one, no. You're not reading off a menu. They're going to sit down with you and completely tailor a plan for what's in the best interest of you and your business. Maybe you just need a little bit taken off your plate. No problem. HRP's got you. Maybe you need the whole kit and caboodle taken off your plate. No problem. HRP's got you. And they're going to create a plan for what you and your business needs. Their customer service is top-notch, too. You're going to love their customer service. You'll never talk to a stranger. You'll always call someone that knows you personally, knows your business personally. I can attest to that customer service. We use HRP here, obviously at Gal. Anytime that I have a question, quick response, very easy to understand. I am thankful for HRP. So business owners, let HRP take on the demands of human resources. Eliminate those HR burdens so you can get back to growing your business. Plus, they stay on top of everything that's going on in the business world. They're a great teammate to have on your side. So give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRP customize a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or check them out on the internet at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
I feel like you're disrespecting the Masters music here.
I just didn't think this segment should be dry. And this is the best music I could think of quickly.
Yeah. We're going to be out at the Insperity Invitational tomorrow. You're going to have to dust off a polo, Brian.
I can do that.
You can't wear that kind of shirt. You can't be buttoned down. It's got to be a polo.
I can do that.
You got the ESPN 97.5 polo.
Yeah, I'll wear that one.
You're going to wear?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have another polo besides that?
I don't know.
My wife doesn't like the polos that I have.
Yeah, I know I have some in the closet. I don't know if they still fit or if they look terrible.
I want to know why my wife doesn't like the dry fit polos I have.
Okay, sure, tell me.
She says my nipples show.
Not into
she's
that.
Not she? She's
yeah,
not wrong.
She's not wrong. She's not into that, huh?
I mean, I'm just excited to wear the polo.
You never, you want the thing, you could wear the thing that runners wear to keep the shape.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I could.
You could wear those, and then.
At this stage of my life, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy the show. All right, is this guy an Insperity golfer, or is he a Cincinnati Red? This would be so much better with Joe. No, no offense, Brian, but
yeah,
Joe
no,
just doesn't
taken.
Know. You know more golfers than you're letting on. You know
I
more
don't
golfers.
Think I do.
Well, you know more golfers than Joe.
Okay.
Joe doesn't sure. know famous major championship
yeah, who
winners.
Who was it that he didn't know yesterday? There was someone like big and
was it Retief Goosen?
Might have been.
I mean,
no.
He confused Jack Nicklaus for John.
Oh,
Daly.
I think it was. I think it was Longer.
He didn't know Bernard Longer was.
Yeah,
he didn't know who Bernard Longer was. He also didn't know who Gary Woodland was, former U.S. Open champion,
yeah.
who's still playing on the tour,
yeah.
by the way, which we have some golf bets we're sweating. It's not looking good.
How's it going? How looking?
Look, I think we're going to go 1-2.
All right.
We got a chance for some like late magic, but the baseball bets ain't looking great either. We'll update you here in a little bit. All right, so Insperity golfer or a Cincinnati Red, Brian? First one we'll lead off with, Jeff Maggart.
Maggart. This one, my gut reaction was baseball, but the more and more I think about it, I think that's actually a golfer. I'm going to say golfer.
Attaboy, 3-time tour winner. He is the pride and joy of the Woodlands, Texas.
Oh, man, I would have been mad
if I playing in his backyard.
One.
It's a home tournament at the Insperity
is
Invitational.
He's probably not favored,
I don't
right?
think he's favored. Although we are going to lay a bet on that here in a little bit, because I asked Will Doctor who's going to win, and Will Doctor gave me a couple of picks. All right, next one, Corey Pavin.
Corey Pavin.
Is he a member? Is he not a member? Is he in the field of the Insperity Invitational, or is he a former Cincinnati Red who the Astros begin a 3-game series with tomorrow?
I've never heard of this person.
Okay.
So I tend to believe that's probably makes him a golfer.
Corey Pavin, golfer. Major champion, though, Brian.
Okay.
He won the 1995
right.
U.S.
Well,
Open.
Well, that's been far enough that I could forget him.
Andy Coakley.
Andy Coakley. Andy Coakley. Spell, is it C-O-K-L-E-Y?
C-O-A-K-L-E-Y.
Cincinnati Red?
That's correct. Andy Coakley is the all-time ERA leader in Cincinnati Red history. You want to take a guess on the ERA?
So he's probably a reliever that pitched a short period. 125.
211.
211?
I'm not sure that would have been enough to qualify, but he only pitched 2 years, 1907 and 1908 for Andy Coakley.
I'm surprised that qualifies. Only 2 seasons?
Colin Montgomery.
Oh, that's a golfer.
Okay. See, this
yeah.
is why it would have been fun to move Joe, because I'm not sure that Colin Montgomery would have
yeah,
been
that
on
one
Joe's
was
radar.
Easy for me.
Do you know where he went to school?
Monty, he's from overseas, right?
He is.
So I didn't think he went to college.
He
here.
Did. He went to university.
Okay. Oh, did he go to UH?
No, he went to Houston Baptist.
Oh, okay.
Went
All
to
right.
Houston Baptist. Five major runner-ups for Colin Montgomery. I think they just shipped over here to go to college.
Okay.
Because I think like Nick Faldo went to U of H for like a semester. So I think they were just finding great European golfers and like. You know,
before NIL, just bringing them over?
Yeah.
Taking care of them?
Five major runner-ups for Colin Montgomery. At one time was considered the greatest golfer to never win a major.
Hmm.
And now he's in the field of the Insperity Invitational. Fred Funk.
Golfer.
Fred Funk is a golfer. 2005 Players Champion. He won the Houston Open in 92 and was once a member of the Ryder Cup. George Foster.
Okay, this one I don't know. Man, I don't want to ruin the perfect streak here. I don't know him, but you've gone so many. I'm going to go game theory. You've gone a lot of golfers in a row. I think only one baseball player out of like 6. So I'm going to say Cincinnati Red.
He won the MVP in 1977 after being the runner-up in 76. Played from the Reds from 71 to 81.
Wow, he won an MVP that Bench and Morgan didn't win, huh?
There you go.
Okay.
I put ChatGPT randomizer on this, by the way, so I wouldn't read too much into the game theory.
Okay. All right.
Miguel Angel Jimenez.
That's a golfer.
Yeah. See, this is one I really wanted Joe to answer.
Yeah.
Miguel Angel Jimenez, who's most famous for all of his stretches, but also was a Ryder Cupper guy. He was a longtime European pro. Very, very good golfer. 4 Ryder Cups has won 2 of them. 4 Ryder Cups. Boo Weekly.
Golfer.
Boo Weekly is a golfer. Former member of the U.S. Ryder Cup. Won that Ryder Cup. 3-time PGA winner. Zach Johnson.
That's a golfer.
Zach Johnson. Golfer. 2015 British Open champion. Or Open Championship champion, as you'd like to say. Jay Haas.
golfer.
1987 Big Eye Houston Open champion, three-time Ryder Cup. You're too good at this.
I guess I do know more golfers than I thought. Brian knows golfers,
and he knows Insperity Invitational Field. And he knows Cincinnati Reds. Jack Beckley.
Okay, I've never heard this name. I will go red.
He is a Hall of Famer. He had 2,938 hits.
When did he play?
1897 through 1903.
There you go. That's why I've never heard of him.
Justin Leonard.
Oh, that's a golfer.
1997 Open Champion Champ. I think he was a Texas Longhorn.
Was he?
Think so.
I don't know.
Think so. Jim Maloney.
Jim Maloney. Sounds like a Cincinnati Red pitcher.
That's right. All-time leader in strikeouts.
Boom.
From 1960 to 1970. Franchise leader in strikeouts. Y.E. Yang.
Golfer.
That's right. He won the PGA in 2009. And will be in the Insperity Invitational, as we will be tomorrow. Mark Calcavecchia.
Oh, that's... I know this name.
How?
Where do I know it from? Golfer.
Yeah, 1989 Open Champ Champ. Bubbles Hargrave.
If this isn't a baseball player from the 1800s, I don't know what it is. Cincinnati Red.
No, 1926. He was the 1926 batting champ.
Okay, so Cincinnati Red.
Hitting a league high 353.
You said 26?
1926.
I feel like that's close enough.
Bid McPhee.
Bid McPhee. Never heard of this person. Bid McPhee. I'll go golfer.
Bid McPhee's a Cincinnati Red.
Oh, no!
He played with the Reds from 1882 through 1899. He is the franchise leader in triples with 189 and the franchise leader in stolen bases with 568.
Streak was... I was almost there.
Is that the first one you missed?
That's the first one.
My goodness.
Damn it.
See, this is way better with Joe. He would have missed half of these.
I got Brock Lesnar.
George Klizuski.
Who?
George Klizuski.
Man. Another one I this is a purely a guess. George, say the last name one more time.
Klizuski. Is that going to help?
Cincinnati Red.
Yeah, four-time All-Star from 1947 through 56. Look at you, Cy Seymour.
Now, you threw a guy named Cy on there. I feel like that's a trick. Or maybe you want me to think it's a trick. Golfer.
No.
Damn it.
No, Cy Seymour is Cincinnati Red from 1902 to 1906. He is the all-time Reds leader in batting average.
I thought I was getting tricked.
At 332. John Corkhill.
John Corkhill. How many of these do you have? That's a lot.
We got five more.
Okay. John Corkhill, never heard of him. Cincinnati Red?
Yeah. He's the all-time leader in Reds history in at-bats per strikeout with just over 41 at-bats per strikeout. He played from 1883 through 88 and then came back to the Reds in 1891.
Reds are going to have more of these names, and I think they're the oldest franchise in baseball, right?
You know, as I was doing this research today, I started to wonder, I was like, how did they travel back in the day?
That's a good question.
They took train. They took trains from city to
city. That's a great point.
Thank you, Cal.
Yeah.
I was like, how did they get around from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh to St. Louis to New York?
I guess
they didn't travel as many places.
Yeah, the travel, they weren't going to L.A.
They weren't going
west.
The
travel wasn't as far.
They weren't going that far south. But they would take trains.
Cincinnati might have been as far west as they went.
They said that the longest travel on train was like 24 hours, which is quite a bit.
But that's still pretty significant.
Because once they would get to the hub, they'd have to like, I don't even know, they weren't driving there. I don't know how they were going.
Yeah,
to the
wouldn't have.
How are they going
they
to the
wouldn't
hotels?
Have team buses, right?
I don't know how they're going.
Just walking. They hoofing
like,
it.
Did they like horse and carriage?
It's like, a lot of horse and carriages to take a whole team.
A Cy Seymour and a. I don't
think
know.
They might have had to walk.
Like they were definitely going by train, but then how would they go to the ballpark from train? Maybe they walked. Maybe the ballparks were close enough to the trains. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, 1800s. They wouldn't have taxis. Yeah, I don't know.
I bet you they walked. I bet you the ballparks were near the trains.
Maybe so. They're probably built there.
So weird.
Yeah, it is.
You think about it now. Did I do John Corkill? I did.
You
Dickie
did.
Pride.
Sorry, what?
Dickie Pride.
Dickie. Dickie Pride. That sounds like a base. I'm going to say Cincinnati Red.
No, he's a golfer.
Damn it.
He'll be in the field tomorrow at the Insperity Invitation. You can ask for Dickie's autograph.
I'm sorry, right? Dickie.
Dickie Pride, one win on the Champions Tour, one win on the PGA, and will be in the Insperity Invitational tomorrow in the Woodlands, Texas.
Man, so he only has one PGA Tour win?
And one on the Champions Tour.
Does that feel like a light qualification to make the Champions Tour?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah,
there.
I wonder how they qualify. I wonder if he like did the.
You have to have at least one PGA Tour.
Yeah, but
win,
you probably can go through like senior tour or Q school and stuff. There's probably qualifiers to get into the tour and
maybe.
Earn your tour card.
Yeah, it just feels a little bit light to be considered a champion on the Champions Tour.
Well, he's
tour.
Won two championships.
Yeah. Well, one of them once he got there.
That is true.
Yeah.
Frank McCormick.
Frank McCormick. Don't know this man. I will say baseball player.
7 All-Star appearances with the Reds, and the 1940 MVP was with the Reds from 34 to 45. Epa Rixey.
Who?
Epa Rixey.
Epa Rixey? I don't know. I've never heard this name. Golfer.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, Brian.
Is he?
Epa Rixey's in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame.
And you knew who this person
I've
was
before.
I've seen the name.
I didn't know he was a Red, and I didn't know his, like...
So what time period are we talking about?
He was a pitcher for the Reds from 1921 through 1933, is in the Hall of Fame, is the all-time Reds leader in wins, innings pitched, and games started.
Back when they used a three-man rotation?
He was a workhorse, Epa Rixey. Final one for you, Brian. You've done very well. Maybe we'll just do it tomorrow with Joe and see how y'all compare.
Oh, yeah. So I missed 4 so far, so we can compare.
Yeah, we can compare. Noodles Han.
Is this his birth name, Noodles?
I can't tell you.
Noodles Han. I've heard of a golfer named Han, but Noodles feels like he's a pitch, like that's a nickname for a pitcher in the 20s. I could go either way on this one. I'll say Cincinnati Red.
That's right. Okay. He's the all-time leader in WAR for a pitcher in Cincinnati Red.
He was
Red
a pitcher.
History.
Okay. I was gonna say Noodles feels like
1899 through 1906.
I guess he didn't throw gas with that name.
I don't think anybody threw gas from 1899 through 1906.
You're probably right. You're
I don't think anybody
right.
did.
Yeah, you're
actually.
Probably right.
How many did you get right?
I missed 4. I don't know. I lost count of how many there were.
There was only 24.
20. So 20 and 4. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're gonna do better than Joe.
Probably.
Hopefully, he's not listening to the segment.
Well, I can't say what he's doing, but it required travel, HIPAA, so. Yeah. I don't know. That could go either way.
He might not be there. I don't know. All right, Junkie of the Day, 713-780-3776. How did you do on the is he in the field of the Insperity Invitational, or is he a Cincinnati Red? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of skeeve junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Somebody's saying the old ballplayers went from train to wagon train.
Wagon train. Okay.
Somebody said, Brian, you killed it. Let's go. This one will never be beaten. Only 4 missed calls. That's awesome, says Lex. Brian killed that, says Blaine. He really did.
McDonough's a guy we all like.
Thank you, D'Amico.
He really did. Good job. Leonard was a Longhorn. I was right about that.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Let's see. Fred who?
Oh, Fred Funk. Did you slip up a little bit?
Yeah. I don't know. No. Oh.
Did you?
I don't think I did.
I don't think you did. I didn't think you did
But
either.
Maybe it did sound like it. Like when you say ship.
Yeah.
Or earlier whenever you said.
Boating.
Yeah. I don't own a business, but after hearing Jeremy talk about HR&P, I want to start one just to try HR&P. They're good. Shooter McGavin. That'd be funny. Let's see. Yeah, that's it. All right. Nope. People are trying to trick me into reading their text. All right, Junkies
you,
of the Day.
Fake names or something?
Yeah.
Hoping you'll go Aaron Wilson?
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to update the bets.
Yeah, we
went 3-4 on the bets today. We lost McNeely to beat Keegan Bradley at -107. We got Peter Griffin to beat Adam Scott. That was even money.
Peter Griffin?
We lost Matt Fitzpatrick to beat Rory McIlroy at +118. We won Cubs -1.5 at even money. We lost Arizona money line at -105. We won Arizona Pittsburgh under 9 at -105. And we lost Mets -1.5. At +1.
So we 2-2 on the baseball bets?
2-2 on the baseball bets, 1-2 on the golf bet. 3-4 overall. Today we lost just over 1 unit. On the week we've lost 3.5 units.
Not a great week.
And on the year we're just under 2 units.
So we're still in the positive for the year. We're still
Yeah, there's still hope. And we're gonna maybe hey, a dozen hey, golf bets.
As a pilot once said, we're about to hit smooth air, right? Yeah. Hang with us.
Don't worry about this, guys.
Hang with us,
Junkies. It's turbulent fans. Times today, but smooth airs tomorrow, as a pilot once said on my trip to cross-check some high school prospect that I might be drafting in June. Hang in there, Astro fans. Let's get them, Astro fans. He always says that. Let's get them, Astro fans. Okay.
What are we supposed to do?
Right. We're gonna do the wave? All right, Junkie of the Day, Brian, what you got?
So this one I just saw, the Guardians game earlier today. A man jumped up for a foul ball. Cool. Problem was, when he jumped up and when he came down, the beer he was holding, because he's still holding the beer as he jumps up, well, it splashes everywhere, including onto not only the lady's shirt next to him, but all over her nachos as well.
She shows up at the ballpark. She's thinking, yeah, foul ball, that'd be great. Don't need a shower, though.
Plus, is the food ruined?
Oh, yeah. Those nachos are toast.
So, yeah. If you want to get toast. The foul bowl, don't douse the lady next to you in beer. That would be my first Junkie of the Day nomination. I don't know if you saw this one. This was in the Houston area. There was an HOA general manager who just got busted for using, I guess, the HOA card. I didn't know HOAs had general managers, but... she used the company card, if you will, to order DoorDash and pay her personal bills. Got busted for that. Like, I could kind of see maybe getting away with the thinking you could get away with the DoorDash orders because maybe you're buying lunch for the office, like that sort of thing. How do you think you could get away with paying your personal bills? They're going to check the credit card statement.
Yeah.
I don't know how she envisioned getting away with that one. And the other one, I love all these stats that come out for the umpires now that we have a way to check them. But umpire Lance Barrett last night missed 18 calls in the A's-Phillies game and got 7 overturned. It was one of the worst performances of the season.
Poor Lance Barrett.
I know.
They should be demoting these guys.
They should. There should be relegation for umpires.
Send down the bottom 10% to AAA, bring up the top 10%. Of AAA umpires to Major League Baseball, and do that at every level of the minor league system. It would be
agree. Awesome. Yeah, completely agree.
And base guys have to make calls, but not really. I mean, those are the easy ones to make.
Yeah, no, we're really just talking about behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
That's the most important part of their job, I think.
Yeah, so Lance Barrett, he can get it today.
He can get it. Johnny Manziel is going to fight social media guy Bob Minnery.
Should I know who this guy is?
I've never heard of Bob Minnery.
Okay. I didn't know if I was alone and being an old.
Who the f*** is that guy?
I've never heard of that guy.
Our sad sport, Brian.
Yeah. No, boxing has been taken over by the Pauls and I guess all the celebrities.
They're a member of the Big East. Kodak Black arrested for drug trafficking.
Well, that was an old man joke if there ever was one. What was your next one? I just heard
Kodak
the old man
Black.
Joke.
Kodak oh, he Black got arrested for drug trafficking.
Do we know
allegedly?
Drug? Do we know what drug?
I didn't see the drug.
Okay.
No, I didn't see the drug. Do not know the drug.
Huh.
Junkie says future Junkie of the Day. Joe only having 4 correct answers tomorrow. Now we have to play.
People are
entertained. They are riveted. And then another Junkie nominee, Tommy, for thinking he could take over the show.
Oh,
that's a good call.
He's probably the winner.
Jeremy,
yeah.
You've talked enough. Now let me talk.
That was, I give him credit for being bold enough to kind of go boss move and try to shut you down, but we have the eject button, so.
I hesitated for a little bit. He did make me hesitate immediately. I had to think about it. I was like, wait a second. What did you say? All right. See ya. All right. What's winning?
It's Tommy. You can't come on these airwaves and try to shut up the host.
Minnery's the guy who does hilarious voiceovers for sports clips. Is he the guy that does the Jenny Kavnar? Because I like that guy. That guy's funny.
I have no idea. I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, Tommy. Tommy can
Tommy's
get it.
Tommy's the winner.
Tommy, you get it. Tommy, you're our Junkie of the Day. Congratulations, Tommy, for winning Junkie of the Day. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to Brian. Hopefully, Joe's back tomorrow for things that are happening now. HIPAA. Can't tell you what they are. ESPN National coming up right now. Good night, Houston.
H-Town.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.